A guy named Michael Rodas was sent here to Warren Correctional Institution to get rehabilitated and corrected. Whatever he did to get here, the state decided to address his malfunction by subjecting him to the following situation, which is now well documented. On August 6, 2016, two corrections officers named Story and Swain, no relation, ordered Rodas to stand on a table in the cell block's day room. Story and Swain made Rodas hold a sign that said, "I like Big Dick," while singing, "I'm a Little Teapot." Keep in mind that Rodas was in a cell block with as many as 120 other prisoners, not all of whom are nice guys. At a close security prison, you have plenty of sexual predators, some who may never be getting out of prison. Also keep in mind that Story and Swain are the security officers, the very people who are supposed to protect Rodas from those sexual predators. Instead, the officers took it upon themselves to force Rodas to hold a sign declaring his appreciation for large male sex organs. The officers deliberately and premeditatedly made Rodas a sexual object in the eyes of prisoners, some of whom were no doubt sexual predators. It's a no-brainer that what they did to Rodas made him a potential target for rape. But even more, their conduct was designed to make Rodas a possible victim of rape. On top of that, given their targeting of Rodas, the officers implied that it would be okay to rape Rodas, that the officers themselves had no regard for him, and that they gave implicit permission to rape him. But beyond making Rodas a sex object in the minds of predators, and beyond implying permission to rape him, let's think about how the officers' actions reflect their own thinking. Before the event even happened, before they forced Rodas to stand on a table holding a sign declaring his appreciation for large male sex organs, there had to be thought processes that led to this, possibly some kind of conversation. These officers clearly came to the conclusion that making Rodas a sex object and subjecting him to the dangers of rape would be fun. What I'm getting at is that on some level, those officers thought about Rodas and had to have sex on their minds. Not just sex, but the thought of Rodas declaring appreciation for male sex organs and potentially suffering the foreseeable consequences. Why are Story and Swain, who are paid to create a safe living environment for prisoners, thinking of the prisoners as sex objects to be exploited and abused? Here, we're not talking about a singular event anymore, but talking about those officers' twisted worldview, their very orientation toward the human beings in their custody. In response to all of this, Rodas called the PREA hotline. PREA stands for Prison Rape Elimination Act, which is a federal program mandated on prisons, designed to address rape and sexual assault of all types. On getting Rodas' call, prison fascists began an investigation. As everything done to Rodas was caught on security cameras, this was a no-brainer. Officers Story and Swain were suspended during the investigation. Of course, during the course of all of this, all of Story's and Swain's co-workers knew what the deal was. Rodas was repeatedly subjected to retaliation and harassment, designed to demoralize him and force him to change his story. At each instance, he called the PREA hotline to complain that he was subjected to retaliation for contacting PREA in the first place. Prison fascists, in response, have determined that retaliation and harassment for contacting PREA is not a PREA matter. In other words, staff can retaliate and force sexual assault victims to change their stories, and that's perfectly okay. Further, when the investigation concluded, PREA fascists decided that the actions of Story and Swain contemplated to turn Rodas into a sex object for sexual predators was only marginally related to PREA. As a consequence, Story and Swain reportedly have their jobs back, sending a clear message that Warren Correctional staff can do virtually anything to captives here. It's okay to endanger prisoners and promote sexual assault. Feel free to call PREA and tell them what you think about that. The phone number for PREA Central Office is 614-995-3584. That's 614-995-3584. And the phone number for the outside PREA line is 614-728-3155. That's 614-728-3155. This is anarchist prisoner Sean Swain from Warren Correctional, where staff promoting sexual assault is acceptable. If you're listening, you are the resistance.
You can write to Sean Swain at Sean Swain, 243-205, Warren CI, P.O. Box 120, 5787 State Route 63, Lebanon, Ohio, 45036. For updates on his situation, his bid for U.S. President in 2016, and more writings by Sean can be found at seanswain.org.